There are 5 days until Election Day, and a number of races are very tight. In Wisconsin, Republican Governor Scott Walker is in a dead heat with his Democratic challenger, State School Superintendent Tony Evers. Joining us now is Sean Johnson, Capitol Bureau Chief at Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Jeremy.
So a lot of people outside of Wisconsin know Scott Walker, not just for his failed run for president in 2016, but for the fact that voters actually tried to recall him. At one point, it was the focus of the nation. Just remind us first what that dramatic chapter was all about.
Yeah, and because of that, this is actually his fourth statewide election here wow. in Wisconsin in the last 8 years. So what that recall was about was in 2011, shortly after taking office, Walker introduced a bill that would go on to become law that would basically scale back the power of public employee union here to collectively bargain, limit their power in many different ways. Mm-hmm. And unions pushed back. They forced a recall election of Walker in 2012. He won. So he's won in 2010 in that big Republican wave. He won in that recall election in 2012, won his re-election in 2014, and now here he is trying to seek a third term, something that's pretty rare.
And he's up against the state superintendent of public instruction, Tony Evers. Tell us more about him, first of all. What is that job?
So the state superintendent of public instruction is officially a nonpartisan job. It's a job that a lot of people don't know about here. He runs the school system, but he doesn't get a whole lot of say in how to do that. So the legislature and the governor kind of decide what kind of budgets schools are going to work with, and it's Evers' job to basically make that work. He has, though, as part of that job, run for statewide office in Wisconsin 3 times. He's won with lopsided victories in all those races. And so this is his first time running as a Democrat in a statewide office, and obviously against a high-profile candidate opponent here in Wisconsin.
And he's had help from President Obama, who was just there.
Hello, Milwaukee!
And President Trump has also visited Wisconsin to campaign for Scott Walker.
Scott Walker is a tireless warrior. He is a warrior.
How much of this election is about Trump?
A lot of it's about Trump, and maybe not in ways that we would have guessed a few months ago, a year ago. The Republican Party here is really embracing President Trump. And his numbers here, actually, his approval rating in Wisconsin has kind of ticked steadily upward. Trump and Walker have both spoken very complimentary of one another. I mean, they were at one time opponents
right.
in that race for president during Governor Walker's
brief
candidacy there.
I forget whether Trump had a nickname for Walker.
They never advanced to a nickname stage.
Okay.
He did say some negative things about the way that Walker was running Wisconsin, but they're well beyond that now. They're very complimentary of one another. Trump praises Walker and vice versa for bringing a big Foxconn plant to mm-hmm, Wisconsin
right.
to build TVs here. They were both in on that. And, really, there's no doubt about whether the Republican Party here is going to embrace Trump or kind of shy away from him. They're all in on the president.
Let's listen to a little highlight reel from the most recent gubernatorial debate. You'll hear Walker's voice first, talking about education, then Evers.
And so in this last budget, we invested more actual dollars into K-12 education than ever before.
Right now, school boards have less money, less state money than they have ever had.
Is education a big issue in this election?
When you ask people what they are voting about, what matters to them, they talk about education. And so Evers, because of that, brought some strength to this, this election. He has been running schools for years. He's dedicated his life to schools. He was a teacher before he was a school administrator. So he's got a pretty long record there. Walker has a mixed record. His first budgets after he was elected included very deep cuts to public school spending. But his most recent budget, the one we're under right now here in Wisconsin, included a lot of new money for schools, a big increase in spending. That's the one that Governor Walker is campaigning on. And it's actually one that Evers a couple years ago said was a good budget.
What are the polls saying about the governor's race?
The polls right now are saying it is very close. The latest Marquette poll on this race, which will be the last poll from Marquette before the election, shows that Evers and Walker are tied with 47% each in the race for governor. So they are going to be pushing their own voters to get out as much as they can. And we've had early voting here in Wisconsin for a couple weeks now, so a lot of people have already voted.
That's Sean Johnson, who is Capital Bureau Chief at Wisconsin Public Radio. Sean, thank you.
Thanks for having me.